Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
And now it is our time to speak with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline because House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi was in San Francisco today for the official dedication ceremony for the federal building named in her honor. Now, Phil, this building has a somewhat controversial past. So what can you tell us?
Well, it was built back in 2007, and it was designed and built with the idea of being the most ecologically friendly building you could get. You know, it's 18 stories tall. It's, you know, they did it so that it wouldn't use air conditioning or heating. It would be naturally heated and cooled, light as much as possible coming in. It was LED. But I got to tell you, it is not, in my opinion, all that attractive. And working in there and going in there, it's like going into some sort of science fiction, you know, very cold, sort of sterile building space. But it's also had problems with drug dealing in the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, last year it got so bad that federal workers were told they'd work from home rather than going in and getting it. So it hasn't been the most rich experience down there at 7th and Mission, but it is the Nancy Pelosi Speaker building, and today they made it official.
Why do you think officials chose that particular building to honor her? There are so many other buildings, and some of which have been named after some of her colleagues.
Well, there you go. The buildings have been named after people already. So this was a new building. It's been there for, like I said, since 2007. It's actually been called the Nancy Pelosi Building for quite some time. It just wasn't official.
Oh, I didn't know.
What we got here is Donald Trump's coming in, Joe Biden's going out, Democrats are going out, and they wanted to have the ceremony. It was a pretty low-key and small one, done before the administration comes in, because a lot of the people working at the General Services administration, which oversees federal buildings, likely won't be there in a month or so.
Oh, good point.
So they had sort of this rushed one. They got it down there. She's happy for it. Willie Brown was there. Daniel Lurie, the incoming mayor, was there. London Breed, the outgoing mayor, was not there. Of course, she and Nancy have never been real buds. But today was the day to celebrate, and they celebrated it by making it official. And so tomorrow, it'll go back to being the Nancy Pelosi building that people may or may not be working in, because it's still pretty empty when it comes to workers. But that could change under Trump as well.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.